All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Andy Dalton, the MVP of the weekend. What are you pointing to me for?
Because there were three heads in the studio bouncing around with a nice peppy song that we like, and you didn't care.
The song's not bad. What is this?
This is Post Malone and Morgan Wallen. I had some help.
Okay.
Single off of Post New Country album.
Mm. You know, Morgan Wallen might have heard of him.
I've heard of Morgan Wallen, yes.
Was in Nashville last night, had Peyton Manning in full Tennessee Volunteer uniform.
Full,
open.
Yeah, full pads.
Helmet pads, the whole damn thing.
So I guess he's uncanceled then.
Wallen? Yeah, for the Morgan few Wallen. Things that he did.
Morgan Wallen has never been canceled.
Morgan Wallen for blurting out the N-word a few times and for throwing furniture
chairs off
a roof or something, right?
Yeah, off a hotel
balcony. Through all of, like, when he was canceled, he had the most popular album for like 200 months. I mean, 200 weeks. It was like stupid how
popular. It's
weird
how that can make you more popular in certain circles.
Oh boy, now we're saying it.
It's weird how that happens. Yes. I couldn't name a Morgan Wallen song if you played one. I didn't know it was Morgan Wallen, but that was a good song.
Well, his biggest song he didn't even write. It's my favorite. One of my favorite artists wrote it. Jason Isbell. What's the name of that song?
I don't know.
That's all right. You can think about it. Get back to it. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. We played that Andy Dalton cut because it was a brutal, brutal weekend of NFL football. I mean, it was just brutal. If you were watching on Red Zone like I was yesterday, it was awful, especially the early window of games. You had some brutal quarterback matchups, which we discussed. I'll go back over them here just because I think it's important that you know that yesterday in 1 o'clock, you had the Giants and the Browns, Danny Dimes versus Deshaun Watson. You had Malik Willis against Will Levis in that Packers-Titans game. And you had Caleb Williams versus Anthony Richardson, Bears-Colts. All three of those games, the quarterback play was borderline unwatchable, except for a couple of throws from Jones to Malik Neighbors, and that was basically it. Williams had a lot of passing yards but could barely get in the end zone. Richardson was a disaster. Levis was a disaster. Willis is fine, I guess, but you know they're sort of scraping it together there. He's not really playing a great quarterback. It was awful. Red Zone was misery. It was like torture. And they kept jumping back to these games. And I was like, oh, no, I can't watch another snap of Anthony Richardson. Then they jump back to Deshaun Watson running around. It's like, please stop. Like, I can't. I didn't want to watch Red Zone. For the first time, I think, ever since I acquired the channel, I didn't want to watch it yesterday.
So why didn't you just go watch, I think it was Eagles-Saints, right?
Eagles-Saints.
Why didn't you just go watch that?
Horrifically bad game.
Then go pick apples or pumpkins or whatever.
I didn't know it was going to be all bad, and I was planning for a nice, relaxing, fun football day, and it was crap. That was crap football yesterday. All around, I mean, really, despite all of that, I'm watching all this bad QB play, all these bad offenses, and the Patriots offense, I'm watching it going, man, the Patriots are worse than this. The Patriots offense is worse than all of this, and this all sucks. This is really sucky. C.J. Stroud, Kirk Cousins, Justin Herbert, Derek Carr, Jalen Hurts, and Kyler Murray all produced less than 20 points this week. This was a bad week of football, and I would have done something else if I had anything else to do. I had nothing to do except watch football.
Jacoby Brissett found something to do. He didn't watch any football, so he's happy.
I should have done what he did.
Yeah,
I should have hung out with Jacoby Brissett.
Gotten away. I'm not sure he wants to hang out with you. You were hard on him.
I don't think I was. I know people said that, but I don't think so. I think that's
people
that's
say you have a tone issue.
Mischaracterizing what was wrong with my tone?
I don't know.
What's wrong with my tone?
People say you have a tone issue. It's a common issue. Rich Keefe used to have a tone issue. I used to tell him that all the time.
Really?
That's what went down with him with John Farrell.
I remember that, yeah.
And there was a tonality problem.
He really
I actually think they
him.
Both had a sort of tonality war back and forth with each other. But tone can be an issue. No, does it? So most of those guys, not Cousins, but most of those guys are athletic young quarterbacks, correct?
Yeah.
Does that worry you?
Carr's not really an athletic young quarterback.
Carr too.
But yeah, I'd say Stroud, Murray, Herbert.
Does that worry you? Is that part of the problem? Are we leaning on these athletes that aren't pocket passers, aren't refined, get by on athleticism for certain times, then maybe it catches up to them when they can't be the best athlete on the field at all times?
I don't know. Mahomes was that, you know?
I'm just asking the question. I'm not necessarily, because that's what you have as a Patriots future franchise quarterback in Drake May, an athlete.
True.
You have an athlete. You don't necessarily, although Josh McDaniels did ask that. You know, I found it one of the more interesting analysis pieces with Drake May is, what is he going to be? Does he want to be a pocket passer? Does he want to be a runner? And I just think that's a factor in all of this. You'll never convince me. And I don't know how much, but in the quarterback play, the bad football, the offense, the passing games being down, a factor is what the modern quarterbacks are and the offenses they come from. And I'm not sure they or their offenses are always fully equipped to deal with everything that defenses are throwing at them right now. And whether that's the frickin' cover two safety looks or whatever, I don't know. But I'm just saying, like, I think offense has been dumbed down a little bit and athleted up. And then sometimes you can't just win with an athlete, right? Like, the athlete doesn't have a great day. He's a little bit off. Mm-hmm. We talked about Jason Tatum.
Sure.
Great player. His shooting is off.
Yeah.
So how do you change? Well, in basketball, now I drive to the hoop. I find a different way. Do these athletes, when they have off days athletically, accuracy, like, what's their second pitch? What's their third pitch? How do they find a way to gut it out and get by? You hear starting pitchers talk about that. Some of my best days is when I didn't have my best stuff and I just had to find a way to grit it out
right
on the mound. I think some of these modern athletic quarterbacks spend their whole life, high school, college, and early pros, just getting by. I'm the best athlete on the field. I can get by with my athleticism. I can do this, I can do that. And then when defenses figure it out or make life difficult in different ways, I think sometimes it's hard for them to take it to the next level.
Sometimes. I agree with that. But, I mean, if we're talking young quarterbacks, they do evolve. Like, Lamar Jackson evolved. He started off as a guy who didn't really have much in the way of passing the ball.
He's also a freak, I would argue.
He is, but he wasn't much of a passer.
But as a runner?
As a runner, he's like, special, yeah.
So, Jalen Hurts.
Josh Allen, his first year wasn't great, and he had turned into a great multi-threat quarterback.
Correct.
And he's still pretty young. I mean, he's, you know, he's only been
in
the league 4 or 5 years.
But, for example, I'm not sure Jalen Hurts how much he wants to run anymore. I think he fancies himself a pocket passer.
Mm-hmm.
And when he's at his best, I don't think he's a pocket passer. I think he's a combo guy, a dual threat guy,
okay,
right? So I think that transition from, I don't want to run for 1,000 yards. I want to just stand in the pocket and throw. Well, you're not really that good. When you, in combination with you running, you're a good passer.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think you're just going to stand there like you're freaking Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, I'm not sure all of these guys can do that. And I don't think Josh Allen has tried to do that. I think Josh Allen still runs.
Yeah, he does.
And is willing to. And is, I think the Bills sometimes wish he'd run less at certain points and be less physical. But I think that is the transition. And
well, what about C.J. Stroud? He's a young quarterback. He's athletic, but he's a pocket passer. He does not run. He's a pocket passer.
And he's the best of the young quarterbacks.
Yeah.
You're making my...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Point, right. As the guy in this spot used to say.
Yeah, that's true. And he may be the one that emerges. He had a bad game yesterday for sure, but he may be the one that emerges.
Here. I think that's a weird spot both for the quarterback and the coaches. So the quarterbacks are dual threats, and they've been dual threats to get to college, and they were dual threats to get to the NFL. And then they're like, yeah, I don't want to keep getting hit. I want to get my contract. I got $250 million on the line, whatever.
This dual threat thing's not as much fun in the NFL.
I kind of want to just throw and not get
my
hit.
Ass kicked.
But then also teams do the same thing, because if I'm going to invest $250 million in you, I don't want you getting your ass kicked. I don't want you getting hit. So everybody lusts after the athletic quarterback until they're a $250 million commodity, and then they're like, hey, can we slide a little bit more? Can we get out of bounds? Can maybe throw from the pocket? And that weird transitional phase. Like, Tom Brady never had to transition anything. He was always a pocket passer. Mm-hmm. He was always going to stand there. He had to figure out a way to avoid the rush but throw. You know what I mean?
Like, and he was as good at it as anybody in history, I think. But, yeah.
But this is more like Pedro. Oh, wait, I can't throw 97 anymore? Mm-hmm. I got to learn to pitch at 93.
Yeah.
And I think that's what quarterbacks, I can't just run anymore, or I don't want to just run anymore. Can I be a good quarterback without the running being a foundational part of my game? And I think that's where, that was a long-winded way of saying that's where I think some of this crappy football comes from.
Yeah, certainly could be. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Russ is in Connecticut. Go ahead, Russ.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Christian. How are you, Seth?
Doing well. How are you, Russ?
Super.
I'm good. I just wanted to say, Sunday morning I was listening to John Niederpareil and Coach Walsh,
mm-hmm.
and they had Karen Garigian on. You know Mass Live,
yep.
Karen.
Love her, KG.
Big fan of KG, yeah.
Yeah, she's a great person. I listened to her. She broke it all down. And what she said finally about Drake May was, they're concerned about their offensive line, obviously. But when it came to Drake, she said he has no idea what he's looking at when he is looking at defenses. And it's going to be a while for him.
Okay. So, listen, Russ, if that's true, if that's true, they're not saying that behind the scenes. They're not talking about him that way behind the scenes.
100%. 100%. They don't want to admit that they made a mistake.
Right.
Okay. And I'll tell you this. I look at Drake May, 4-4 in the ACC. You got Milton there, Christian, and you know what I'm talking about. He was 11-5 at Tennessee.
Yes, he
okay?
was. All right, Russ, we're not going to do this.
Do
we're
what?
Gonna, we're not going to do the Joe Milton should start.
Hanging up on callers, cutting off callers.
Yeah, I gave him 90 seconds. It's a long time for a call. And by the way, I sort of, listen, if this ends up dragging on and you finally get May in there, and what he just said and what Greg, I didn't hear Greg again with Mita Perel, but I, obviously he's heard it. So if that's what's going on behind the scenes, if they think, hey, we'd like to put May out there, but he cannot read a defense.
Mm.
We saw this in practice. We saw it in the games that he's out there. He just doesn't know what he's looking at. He's in way over his head. If that's the case, then, yeah, you can start asking those questions. You can start looking at it and saying, was May really the right guy? Was he the right pick? I think that's a fair – listen, I don't like giving up on anybody. I don't think you should give up on him. But you can start asking those questions. If it drags on and on and on all season and it seems like they're just purposefully keeping him out there and that, you drafted a guy who's unable to read a defense in his rookie year, like that's – and that's also, I think, why you got to put him out there. If you can't read the defense now, how do you read it? You virtual reality helmet? Or do you go out there and actually play and figure out how to do it, figure out if you can do it? Like Bo Nix did. 3 weeks in, Bo Nix looks like a different quarterback. He looked very good against Tampa. He looked like maybe he learned how to read a defense a little bit in those first 3 weeks. And that's something I'd love to see for Drake May, but they're just not doing it. 617-779-7937. Jesse is in Montreal. Go ahead, Jesse.
Hey, thanks for the time.
You got it.
Yeah, I never understood the move of Jacoby Brissett. I agree that Drake May did not look ready, but I don't know why they just got rid of Zappe. It was 4-4 as a backup. I mean, last year with a 2-10 team, he went on the road and won in Pittsburgh. He won in Denver, played a pretty solid first half against Kansas City, going to his third year, but now they have no choice. I mean, you just got Brissett and May now, so you don't really have a buffer between those two. I just don't know why they got rid of a quarterback so quickly when they're really void of quarterbacks right now. What do you think?
Jesse, I just think they couldn't afford to have four quarterbacks on the roster. I think it's as simple as that. You can't. That's too many spots using up for your quarterback, and none of them are proven. Right? At the very least, you can say they all stink, but I don't think May stinks, so you could say none of them are proven. And Bailey Zappe, I mean, listen, Bailey Zappe, anybody could have had Bailey Zappe, and the Chiefs put him on the practice squad. It's not like there was some big market out there for Bailey Zappe or that people were super impressed by the way Zappe played last year. They weren't, and they shouldn't be. He wasn't good. No. He's, you know, he's a fringe quarterback who might get into, again, garbage time. In an era where 67 quarterbacks play a year, you might see Bailey Zappe, but that's it. I mean, that's basically the ceiling for that guy, and I was okay with them moving on from him. I don't think they have a great situation right now, but it's not because they got rid of Bailey Zappe.
No, he's a third. Bailey Zappe's a third-string quarterback. Back probably at best. And if you want to argue they shouldn't have drafted Joe Milton and they could have used that draft pick somewhere else and kept Bailey Zappe as one of the three quarterbacks you're going to keep around, okay, I guess you can make that argument. I think Bailey Zappe proved what he is and what he isn't last year. Mm-hmm. And he's not an NFL starter. I don't think there's much upside.
And he got a shot. He got an honest look at it.
He got a shot a couple years in a row. Mm-hmm. And you know, he made a lot of mistakes after Mac made mistakes. Like, they were pretty, yeah. If he had taken the bull by the horns, you may have not seen Mac get his. Remember how many times Mac was benched?
Yeah.
And then back and bench. Part of that was because I thought Zappe, most of the time when he came in, was as bad or worse, was just not very good. He's a limited quarterback. That's just the reality of the situation. I would feel no better, especially for this team and this year. You tell me, would you rather see Bailey Zappe play or Joe Milton?
I'd rather see Joe Milton play.
Exactly, because that's where this team is.
I see some Joe Milton out there.
Now, if I'm the Dolphins, should a guy like Bailey Zappe be a consideration? I don't know. He's an NFL quarterback who's won games, so probably. I don't know. Has Tim Boyle ever won games? I don't even know how Tim Boyle.
I didn't even know Tim Boyle existed.
Right.
I didn't know he was a human being.
So,
Joe Milton, it'd be funny to just see him like not even throwing to a receiver. He just gets the ball and throws it as far as he can.
Oh, absolutely. And people
I'd be like, wow. Look at that.
Or running the play to the wrong side. Like
that might be more entertaining than watching Brissett play quarterback, honestly. Oh. It's just seeing how far Bazooka Joe can throw the ball.
Why does this keep turning into shots at Brissett?
Because he's the starting quarterback.
He's a nice man.
I'm saying, I'm comparing it
guy?
To what it might be. He's a very tough
leader.
Guy. Absolutely.
Good dude.
Good dude.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Snappy dresser.
Snappy dresser? Yeah. I don't think we need to crap all over him.
Oh, whatever, Nana.
I got a conscience in the last 15 minutes of the show.
When did this happen? 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll continue with your phone calls right after this.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.